Show of hands if you feel like or have ever felt like you were doing all the things that you were supposed to do in regards to growing your faith and getting spiritually strong, but it just wasn't working. Well, today I'm going to share with you why you're doing all the right things, but not actually growing any closer to God. Welcome to Hope for the Weary Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm Latoya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. So I am really curious if you have ever felt like an outcast or a misfit or like something was wrong with you because you couldn't quite seem to do faith the way other people around you were doing it, right? They seemed to be doing the Bible studies and growing stronger and serving here and doing all these big things for the kingdom and for God. And you were just like, I keep trying all those things and it's not working. Like, I must be doing something wrong. I have been there. I tell you, for most of my life, that's where I was. I felt like I didn't fit in into my church community, into my church family. I felt like there was something wrong with me. Like, I just couldn't get this faith thing right because no matter what I tried, nothing really seemed to work. I never really felt close and connected to God. I never really felt like I was connected to my church family and the community. And I just knew that, like, clearly everybody else has figured it out. I must be the problem. Well, I want to tell you today that I was not the problem. And if you are feeling like that, you're not the problem either. So the one thing that you need to know in order to like make a difference in your faith walk and your spiritual growth is how God created you to connect with Him and with others. And here's what I mean. God is so creative. And He makes each one of us unique. And because we are all made uniquely, we have unique ways that we connect with Him and with other people. And what I have seen in the church is that often we have this like goal person, ideal person in mind. And like, this is the quintessential Christian. They look like this, they do this. And so that's what everybody needs to aspire to be. And what I've noticed is that that person tends to be extremely extroverted. They're talking to all the people. They're going to all the places. They're just really vocal and they're super passionate and they're just go, go, go all the time. But you know what? We're not all made like that. God made introverts and extroverts. And despite what you might have been told growing up or what you kind of see around you, it's not wrong to be an introvert. It's not wrong to be an extrovert. Like, these personality traits are not
faults. They're not defects that need to be fixed. They're not sin behavior. No, it's just how God made you. And so when you understand that, it really revolutionizes your faith walk and your ability to have strong faith and grow closer to God. Because the truth is, like, if you don't have that, it's really hard to walk this Christian life. And it's even harder to do that when things aren't going well in your life. So I'm sure you're wondering, well, how can I know if I'm extroverted or introverted? And I'm going to give you a really, really simplified kind of definition or way to know where you land on this spectrum. And it is a spectrum, okay? One side is introversion, one side is extroversion, and you may fall somewhere in the middle. But introverts recharge alone, right? So for an introvert, being around people and being out and about is going to be really draining. So they're going to recharge by being alone. For an extrovert, they recharge by being with people. Being with people, being out about, being on the go energizes them. And being alone actually drains them of their energy, okay? It's not about introverts being shy or all these things that we think. Like, that's got nothing to do with it. Shy and introversion are not the same thing. Just like loud is not the same thing as an extrovert, okay? It really is, at its really basic level, it's about how, you know, your body and your brain responds to the different stimuli. And so for introverts, you know, we are going to want to be alone, right? You can be with people, you can be out there and talking and interacting with others, but it's really draining on you. And you're going to be like, okay, I need to go home. I need to get comfy. I need to, like, sit in some quiet so I can rest and recharge. And you extroverts, you're like one of my boys. Like, I mean, he always wants to be with people and he's chomping at the bit to go somewhere all of the time. So that's kind of the basic difference that you're going to see. And the reason that it's so helpful in understanding this is because when you're looking at the ways that you grow your faith, the ways that you interact with others and in community, and the ways that you connect with God, understanding that distinction is really helpful. And here's why. Because if you are an introvert who's trying to, like, go and do all the things, then you're going to feel like you're not doing it right because you're going against the way that God made you. Just like an extrovert who's trying to just, like, stay at home and just be alone and think and reflect and journal, like, that's going to be something that's going to be difficult, more difficult for them, because that's not how they're made to connect with other people or with God. And this is why when we go to church, or we're talking with people and you're like, I'm really struggling with my faith. They're like, oh my goodness, you got to come join this Bible study. It's so awesome. There's so many people. It's so great. There's all these people sharing ideas, digging in the word together. You know, it's really, really awesome. It's really helped my faith. And you, as the introvert, you know, show up and you're like, dude, like, there's so many people here. I can't, this isn't working for me. And so you jump out of the group and your friend's going, wait a minute, this is so great. Like, you got to stay. And you're like, nope. This isn't working for me, okay? This is why you feel like you're doing all the quote-unquote right things, but you're not really seeing the results that you want. So when you know who you are, introvert, extrovert, it's going to help you know how to connect with others. It's going to help you build those relationships, you know, build that community and even interact, like, with the world, because you're going to be leaning into who it is that God made you to be instead of working against who he made you to be. And that's always what we want to do. We want to understand who God created us to be. And when we understand that and just lean all the way into that, we are going to see God use us and do great things in us and through us. So what do we know about being an introvert that can really help us when it comes to our faith and our relationship with God? Well, one thing is that introverts tend to be deep thinkers. We like to have time to process and reflect and think deeply about things. This is usually why, like, those group studies where you gotta go, go, go at a certain time frame, like, they don't work for us. That's why we're not really good in groups. It's because we need time to process, think about, you know, what we want to say, how we feel, and all of that stuff. And then we're ready to actually open up and share. It may also be why it's kind of hard for you to pay attention in church on Sunday, because one, there's a lot of input on Sunday mornings, right? There's music, there's people, there's all these things going on that can make it hard for you to really focus on what's going on. And also, if you're anything like me, like, your mind is going to start doing rabbit trails while the sermon is going on. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been sitting in church and my pastor has, like, mentioned something and highlighted something that was really new for me. And suddenly that's all my brain wants to think about. It just wants to spiral into all the things that have come from this new revelation. And by the time I kind of tune back in, he's like 2 points from where he was before. And I'm like, oops, I'm lost. I'm going to have to go home and watch the replay. But those kind of things, like, really, really are important to know, because it can help you figure out how to engage in church services, how to engage in your personal time too. So another thing that's really a gift for people that are more introverted is that we are really good listeners, okay? We are really, really good at listening because we don't like to do a lot of talking, okay? And so your extroverted friend might know everybody, like, in your church family, but you as an introvert have this gift of being able to excel in one-on-one interactions. And so you're not going to know everybody in your church family, but you are going to know, like, a handful of people really, really well, because you want to take that time to form those deep connections and really listen, right? It makes you great prayer partner and intercessor, because you really, really listen and understand where people are coming from and what they're going through. So you're able to pray for them. You're able to support them in ways that your extroverted friend may not be. Now, and listen, y'all, I said this before, don't come for me. I'm not saying that introverts are bad. Okay. God made both introverts and extroverts for a reason, right? We all work together, showing up in our strengths, and we come together and we do great things for the kingdom. But today I'm really, really talking to my introverted Christian sisters that just feel lost and out of place because our culture and society really uplifts and upholds extrovertedness as the Christian ideal, instead of understanding that we need to embrace how God has created each of us. And so that said, I have a really exciting announcement that I want to share here on the podcast. I have been working all summer on a new course. It's called Introverted Faith, and it is all about spiritual growth for the highly sensitive introverted Christian woman who's tired of trying to force herself into an extroverted faith. And so we talk a whole first module all about understanding introversion, understanding what it means to be a highly sensitive person, understanding where a gift of empathy might come in your faith, and understanding what that means and what that looks like for you, so that you can take that information and really knowing yourself and begin to apply that to the different areas of your faith walk and in your different relationships. So if this is something that you're like, oh my goodness, this sounds like me, I really want to know more, I encourage you to go check out this new course, Introverted Faith. You can find it at LaToyaEdwards.net/coaching, and you're going to see it as the first option up there. It's a self-study course. You click on and enter your payment information and you get instant access to the course. And I will be there every step of the way, supporting you and cheering you on as you explore what it means to develop introverted faith that's going to allow you to connect deeper with God and with the people around you. And be sure to tune in next week, because I am going to share with you some ways that you can grow your faith and connect with God as an introvert that are really specific and unique to how God has created you to connect with Him and with other people. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.